KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, welcome into the broadcast. It's bipolar weather in Albuquerque. Spring, winter, something, man. It's, if you don't like what's outside, wait a day or two. The wind's kicking back up again. And listen, let me tell those who've been praying for weather for the sunrise service, thank you, thank you, thank you, and continue to do that. When I looked about 5 days ago, there was a chance for rain heading into Sunday morning. That didn't look good on the forecast. And as the week's gone by, now it's going to be cool out at the University Stadium. So bundle up. It's Albuquerque, so dress in layers. But right now what I saw, probably in mid-30s to start your morning, and then should warm up from there. And if you've been out to the stadium for a sunrise service, you know that sun starts beating down, and you can feel it. So with that in mind, sunglasses, sunscreen, but the gates open at 6:30, and there'll be special music with Mac Brock and Calvary MSC. It kind of goes without saying, it's free to attend. So invite everyone and bring someone out with you. It's always a lot of fun. And it's real encouraging. If you've never been, just to see the hordes of people walking down the steps, making decisions for Christ, and lives being changed. And listen, it's a good thing for our community. There's plenty of things we can talk about, and we have on this show that are real struggles in our community, but there's good news, and we want to share that with you. Easter Sunday morning at University Stadium, gates open at 7:30. They're asking, don't bring backpacks. Bags will be checked. And if you have any questions, go to EasterABQ.com, and there's actually a frequently asked questions segment there, too, where you can kind of make sure you're bringing what you should or shouldn't and what have you. And as cold as it's going to be with those metal bleachers, I'd encourage you to bring something to sit on. So this isn't my first rodeo. I've done this a few times. And actually, I'll be broadcasting from the studio here. We want you at the stadium. Please go there. In the event you can't be there, tune in Easter Sunday morning, and we'll, probably, I'm guessing around 6 or 7 o'clock, we'll start live coverage from the stadium. So make sure you're joining us at one place or another. And then the services elsewhere, you can find at EasterABQ.com as well. Part of the week is, of course, now we're celebrating the Resurrection Sunday, but we're remembering the sacrifice Christ did for us on Good Friday tomorrow. And of course, the Good Friday service at Calvary Church tomorrow is at noon. Noon to 1:15, I believe. But the activity starts long before that. And in studio with us, Drew and Nick are here from Vitalant. That's vitalant.org. Guys, welcome into studio.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Glad to have you. You got the long day tomorrow. It's 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the parking lot at Calvary Church, right between Whataburger and the main sanctuary. We're going to have a few big Vitalant buses here. Yeah, Drew?
Yeah, I think we got, three lined up, Nick?
Yes, sir. Yep.
And we have plenty of opportunity for folks to get signed up. I'll mention this a couple of times. We've tried to make it easy for you to donate blood. If you just go to klyt.fm, right there on the homepage, just scroll down, you'll see the big Vitalant banner. Click on that set up a time. And I'm sure on the website too, Drew, we can talk about it here, but preparation, what you should be doing in preparation for giving blood.
Yeah, we want folks to definitely have a nice big meal, lots of water starting the night before, and make sure that you bring your ID.
Okay. Is there still some paperwork some things you answer before, like the day of your donation? Once you've signed up, you'll get a text or email for that?
Yeah. So if you go online to the station website,
klyt.fm, yep.
And you register for an appointment there, make sure that you put in your email address. Uh-huh. You're going to get a reminder, and it's also going to send you the health history questionnaire that you can do ahead of time. That's okay. Going to help speed things up for you.
It really does. I'm doing the steps, Drew. And Vitalant makes it easy. I wanted to ask you, I go back to United Blood Services years ago. Vitalant, where did the name, is there a meaning there?
There's not a particular...
That might have been a curveball, by the way.
So we rebranded back in 2017. We had acquired a lot of small blood banks across the country.
Yeah.
And instead of just uniting everybody, under the United Blood Services uh-huh. name, which I came from, I've been with the company yeah. for over 12 years now, we decided to come up with a new name to unite everybody under.
Okay. And I can't remember the last time I drove down University in that area. Is it still the big red building?
The big red building.
Okay. Same one.
All right. So that makes it easy to tell people where to, just south of Indian School?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But you can go there. If you can't make it tomorrow, you can go over there and set up a time. What are some of the common misconceptions people might have about giving blood or some of the typical excuses, I almost hate to use that word, objections people might have that we can help them overcome.
Yeah. A lot of people come and they say that they're afraid of needles, uh-huh. right? And then once you get in the chair and you actually experience that, it's just a quick pinch. It's really yeah. not a big deal. Most people that, have this terrible fear of needles are like, that really wasn't all that bad.
Yeah. The phlebotomists at Vitalant that I've been, they're amazing. Good people.
Yeah, great people. We have a robust training program that, we make sure that everybody is very proficient in their jobs before we send them out to, put needles in people. But, that fear of needles, if you can just get past that, you'll realize that it's really not that big of a deal. And as long as I've been doing blood banking, I have never met anybody who liked needles, and that would yeah. kind of terrify me if I did.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys. You and I were talking before we came on. I'm one of those guys. I'm kind of hard to find. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big guy now, but even when I was a lot smaller, I was always just kind of a hard guy to find. But water is the thing, man. Load up on the water. It makes it easier for everyone. I always feel, I always feel almost more bad for the phlebotomists if they miss, because they're always, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm good, man. It's not that bad. On a more serious note, let's talk about, the seriousness and the great need, even the two different types of, donations, whether whole blood or the power red.
Yeah. I mean, starting with need. Right now, there is a critical need for all blood types in New Mexico. In fact, across the country, just across the country for the first, 3 months of this year, donations have been down. And so it's starting to pick up now a little bit for whatever reason. And I think that, what happened there in January, February, and March was we saw a lot of people that were sick. We saw a lot of upper respiratory type things going around. Yeah. And so a lot of our donor base was just kind of put out of action. So we have a lot of catching up to do. And right now we're in critical need situation. And when you talk about the donation types, when you're talking about whole blood, that is our simplest donation. You come in, you're going to go through a little mini physical. We're going to take your blood pressure, your temperature. We're going to check your iron, make sure that you have enough to share. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be in the chair for about, it's usually less than 10 minutes mm-hmm. on a whole blood. With the other type of donation, which is a double red cell, that means that we end up getting 2 units of packed red cells that are ready to go to the hospital just as soon as the testing is done. And that is a preferable donation if you can do it. And there's some criteria that goes along with that as far as, your height, weight, blood type, hemoglobin, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you and I talked about this again a little bit before we came on the air. I think a lot of people, just the whether they think it's a nuisance is, I could imagine it's like, now I haven't cut my hair in a long time, but it's not that I mind going to get a haircut. It's just everyone's busy. But we're talking about saving lives.
Right.
It's a very serious appointment. And it really doesn't take too much of your time. A lot of people have never had, they've never been around trauma that needed blood donation. And when it does hit close to home, I'm going to share a testimony I did last time you and I were on the air together, and I've done it almost every year. My first grandbaby, she's going to be 12 in May, and she was when she was born, she was what they call a ghost baby. Mm-hmm. And it's documented she had lost 80% of her blood at birth. During the whole pregnancy, she was bleeding into her mother. Mm-hmm. You know, clearly they did a transfusion when she was born, more than one. When you lose that much blood, there's typically brain damage because of the lack of oxygen. And she's, you know, God, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And the brain is capable of much more than we put it to work. And with her, you know, she went through different therapies and, you know, you repath those synapses. Here was a young girl that, when the neurologist looked at her scan, said, you know, this little baby didn't see her, just saw her the scan and said, probably doesn't see or hear, or be able to talk. And she does all the above. If she walked in here, you guys wouldn't even, you know, I can tell, some of the, cause she deals with some vision issues. But thanks to that gift of life through the blood donation, she made it through that.
Well, praise God.
Yeah. Right. I share that because think of those people, whether it's grandchildren or children or your spouse or the person who sits next to you at work, a hurricane, that could cause need for blood, but, you know, an earthquake or the fires or, often there's, you know, much more focused, less people involved trauma, but just as much trauma as, you know, when you have multiple issues and just kind of bring it home and think about those that are around you. And think about the gift that you can give. Now, I will say this, and I'll challenge myself. I usually give one time a year. This year I did two times. How often can you give blood?
So we were talking about those donation types. And yeah. So if you come in and do a whole blood, you can do that every 8 weeks. So you can do that. Theoretically, you could do it six times a year.
Okay.
If you do that double red cell donation, that's three times a year. And okay. So it's every 4 months.
All right, I'm going to shoot for four times this year.
That's
now,
great goal.
If we all did it four times, how would your bank be?
If everyone who was eligible actually did it three times a year,
yeah,
we would have a steady, significant, and safe and ample blood supply.
Okay. Well, and obviously Christians, and we've made it more of a theme in years past, but for those who believe in salvation through Christ, it's through his blood sacrifice. That we are saved. There's life in the blood, and it's life that you can, practically give to someone through a blood donation. Are there any other ways that listeners can be supportive of what's happening through Vitalant? I mean, it is a nonprofit organization.
Right. If you're interested in, maybe you're not eligible to donate blood for whatever reason, and if you think you're not, actually, I would encourage you to give us a call or stop by one of the buses and see if you're actually eligible. A lot of people that think they're not actually are. There's a lot of old information out there. So a lot of those people that think that they're not are actually eligible these days. If you can't donate blood, you can also support us by going to our website and through the Vitalant Foundation.
Okay. Now let's speak more directly to tomorrow. And I know, Nick, you're going to be here not dark 30, but pretty early.
Pretty early, yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it gets underway at 8 a.m. tomorrow. And you know what? Just throwing out the challenge, we would love, really, really love to hit at least a number around 80 or 90 donations. Can we do that?
I think we can. It's just a matter of, you know, getting to the website and put it in the time that you want to come in. And even if you can't make that appointment, let's say you're super busy today, just come on by. The bus is tomorrow and we'll find a way to get you in.
Yeah, you can do the walk-ups. I'm going to tell you, please do that if you don't get signed up online. But go sign up online, klyt.fm. Click on the Vitalant banner. And what it does is it makes the whole process much quicker. When I signed up, I mean, it took me like 2 minutes. And we've actually tried to make it easy because other, times people, they go to the Vitalant site and it's a well-built site, but you got to kind of hunt around to find where your blood drive is. We're making it easy. Calvary, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's plenty of opportunities to give. Go to klyt.fm, click on the banner, and get signed up. Drew, Nick, appreciate all that you and the staff are doing at Vitalant. We hope to have a successful drive tomorrow.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much.
And when we're on next year, you can hold me accountable if I got my four in.
Yeah, I'm writing that
definitely
down.
Ask you about it.
All right. Hey, stay with us. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll catch up with Nate Heitzig and talk about some of the activities over the next couple of days and maybe cover some of those frequently asked questions and really just prepare for a great weekend of remembering the sacrifice and celebrating the resurrection, the gift that God gave us through his blood sacrifice. All right. We'll be back with Clay Schroff. He's going to talk to us about an event coming up. You know, the powwow is coming to Albuquerque again. There's going to be an event just prior to that called The Gathering happening at Calvary West. We want to tell you about it and invite you. We'll get to the details with Clay Schroff right after the break on ABQ Connect.